It is Thursday. It's 4 o'clock, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. And joining me in the studio now is Juan Payon. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So you are a Hubert student. What year are you?
So I am a fourth year senior now. Yes, I am a Hubert student. I do research with Dr. Rebecca Gomez's Tigger Child Cognition Lab.
Okay. And tell us exactly what that is.
And so what we do is we work with children, more or less, and we try to understand exactly how they experience the world around them, right? The interesting thing about children, and for my thesis, I guess, is that the brain, a lot of people know this, the brain develops differently in different places.
Okay.
Right? And so that lends itself to a lot of interesting effects for learning and memory, right? And they also have interesting, you know, correlations with naps and whatnot.
Really?
Yeah. And so that's kind of what we study, just overall from ages 4.5 months to even to about 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And then we even do some adult studies.
Could I come in and study napping?
Yeah, you might be able to, actually. I don't think that's an issue, but yeah.
I think I'd like to play with blocks and nap a little bit. So we put a picture up on the Homestretch Facebook page so that you can see a picture of Juan at work. What does a day of work look like for you when you're working with the children?
So when I have an appointment set up, a day of work involves go. So the particular study that I'm involved with involves one home visit and then one visit where they come to our lab.
Okay. What's the reason for that?
And this is because to reduce the amount of travel on the parents' end, right? We want to make it as convenient as possible, you know, because they are providing us with, you know, scientific data. Mm-hmm. And so we want to try to help them out as much as we can. And also it helps with learning. If we put the children in a completely novel, a completely new environment, it affects their learning in a way that might hurt the way the data is presented.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so we try to go to their homes, you know, give them an environment they're used to, and then we teach them whatever we want to teach them. It could be names that we make up. Mm-hmm. And then they come into our lab based on a schedule we set according to their nap times. So they either nap or they don't nap.
Okay.
And then they come in and we see how much they can retain.
Wow.
Right. And it involves a lot of training, I guess, because there's so much human to human interaction involvement, and it is science. It has to be very regimented and strict in the way you say certain words, how much involvement there is with parents.
Wow.
But regardless of that, you know, children are always fun to work with, even though they're variables within themselves, right? but it's always a lot of fun.
Cool. And so where do you hope to go from here?
Hope to go from here. That's a great question. I feel like in this last few months, I've met with more advisors than my whole 4 years here in college.
Wow.
I'm thinking a potential fifth year.
Okay.
Going to even more research to look at some more neurobiology, apart from cognitive science that I'm doing now, neurocognitive science, and then look into potential MD, PhD programs. And I think it'll be maybe exactly where I belong, maybe.
Do you think you'll continue working with children or just the brain?
Ooh, that is a very high possibility. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
You know, developmental neuroscience is very interesting, I would think. It's something I've always been interested in, and I think people should be, in general, should be interested in it, because what's a better way to understand how adults think and learn than to look at how children think and learn?
Yeah.
Working with children is definitely a possibility in the future.
Cool. Well, I really hope your studies lead to mandatory nap time for all professional radio DJs. I think
that,
and all people. I would like it open to all people. So you brought us some music today. First, we've got some Jason Mraz, The Remedy.
That's right. So basically, more or less a classic, I think. Something I kind of grew up with, and a song that So this is a song that's basically from more or less my middle school, high school playlist, right?
Okay.
But it's still a song that I'll occasionally listen to because, you know, there's always a great mood to it, I think, and it's a lot of fun.
Cool. And then what else did you bring us?
So the next song is the song called Happy Virus.
I love it.
That's right. And it's a song more, it's a more of a ballady kind of, but like with hip hop,
okay.
Right? It's an interesting mix, and it's the Korean name is 행복병, I believe, and the artist is Kim Jong-kook. And the reason I brought him in particular is actually because we're related. He's actually my uncle, and he's pretty well known in Korea for being a K-pop singer.
Wow.
And actually, this song is probably my favorite from him. Yeah, and I think it's a lot of fun.
That's exciting. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Juan.
Thank you for having
me. I'm excited to hear your uncle's song. We'll first listen to Jason Mraz, and then we'll get to hear the Happy Virus coming up.